This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Robbie, I don't know about you, but I've been catching up with a lot of TV watching.
Oh, gosh, hasn't there been the time to do it? And there's been some great stuff out there. Some filming, obviously, has had to halt, but we're still seeing a backlog of great shows coming through at the moment.
And you know what that means?
It's time for my favourite segment. Robbie's Reality Roundup. No, do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's Reality TV Roundup.
That's right. It's time for us to go through the ins and outs of what's happening in reality TV with our very own Robbie.
The very obsessed Robbie.
I think, what was I saying?
Would absolutely have been apt. Dean, I have Big Brother news. Shooting has concluded last week, a little bit ahead of schedule. Now, a lot of people won't know, but unfortunately, filming was halted on this new version of Big Brother where we're pre-recording the entire series, a little bit like Survivor and airing the best bits, I guess. But filming was halted for 48 hours due to a COVID-19 scare a couple of days ago, or about a week ago. One of the housemates of a crew member tested positive, so they needed to lock down the site for 48 hours until everybody's tests came back negatives. Now, after that happened, producers decided to fast-track the rest of the season to avoid risking any other shutdowns. So we've got a bit of a rushed finish on the project that is Big Brother 2020. Interesting to see how that plays out.
I don't know how comfortable I was with the idea of a Big Brother pre-record to begin with. So we'll see what happens.
So it turns out there's a reason we're pre-recording it this year, Dean, which I wasn't aware of. I'm the same. I don't love it. But the production company that owned the rights to Big Brother, that's Endemol Shine, they refused to sell Big Brother again in the current format, and because it's changed networks, they're selling a new format. So it's actually the creators of Big Brother that have said, no, we're not doing a live format anymore, and Australia is now the guinea pig for this new pre-recorded format.
Oh, well, I look forward to going boo, boo, puh, puh, and they can change it back to the way I like it.
Now, at the end of the pre-record filming, two people were left live in the house. A little bit like Survivor, we'll be finding out who the winner is live on air. Sounds like they're heavily borrowing from another TV show there, Dean.
Yeah, seems familiar.
Have you been watching Tiger King, Dean? Everybody's talking about Tiger King.
I haven't watched it at all. I've been too busy watching Grey's Anatomy.
Netflix documentary series Tiger King has been all over our social media feeds. It is a salacious documentary series about a cub owner in the US. Now, there is rumours that there's another episode coming. So this series was filmed over 5 years, but according to one of the characters in the documentary, Jeff Lowe, he said that the cameras have been back and they've been filming again. Whether it's a reunion or another episode, we don't know yet. But I'm not surprised that Netflix want to make a little bit more of a buck off this show because it has gone viral.
It's gone a little bit viral. It's important to note as well, it's one of those shows where it's certainly one perspective of a narrative. It doesn't mean it's true. And I want to stress as well, for some people who are listeners on air, they also misgender a trans person on the show as a lesbian, a butch lesbian, when they're actually a trans individual. So it's one of those shows that I know everyone's getting a kick out of watching, but I want you to look for a little bit more fact and not fiction.
100%, you need to take this show with a grain of salt. It's definitely got a heavy bias, but it's been an interesting watch. Now, the person who said that the show is coming back is the one, the self-confessed con artist of the show. So we'll have to wait and see if that is really true. Dean, now House Rules has just begun back to local television. House Rules, new season of House Rules. Yes, it is. So this is where we usually see teams put up their own house for renovation by the other teams. Uh-huh. So when you get granted a spot on this show, it means you're going to get your house renovated.
Except
they've flipped the switch a little bit this year. They've got 8 teams in for a pre-challenge to renovate a luxury penthouse apartment, and they're going to eliminate 2 teams, and those 2 teams are not going to get their houses renovated. Now, this has caused one of the teams to quit. They've gone, that's not what I signed up for.
I want a new home.
So I'm out of here. So Carly and Andrew have quit the show after one episode. They say they didn't sign up to renovate a penthouse. They signed up to get their own house renovated.
I like them. Now I want to see them react, because I would be the same way. If I don't get that, I'd be steaming.
Oh, look, I watched the first episode and I tell you, Carly had a nose out of Joy pretty early on about this whole thing. She also believed that they weren't given enough time to correctly renovate, which I guess is the guise of these shows.
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, exactly. And that they will would likely be up for elimination anyway. So they thought they'll do it with some dignity. I'm not sure that quitting is that indignant, but sure.
You've got no dignity, house rules. You've got no dignity.
Yeah, look, they got the master bedroom too, so I think it was a little bit of a cop-out.
Well, that's Robbie's reality TV roundup for another week. If you've got any TV you'd like to tell him to watch, because let's face it, he's got the time.
I've got the time.
On 0427-JOY949 or honor at joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.